He faced death threats and decades of institutional corruption. But John Smybert has worked steadily on behalf of the Justice Department to help revise the laws and judicial practices of a small U.S. ally, the formerly communist Albania. For his still ongoing work, Smybert is a finalist in this year's Service to America medals, and he joins me now. Mr. Smybert, good to have you on.
Thank you for having me.
So you work for the Justice Department, and you're working on these constitutional issues in Albania. Tell us programmatically how this whole thing is set up, and also how it relates to what the State Department might be doing there.
Well, I work with the State Department, as well as with the Department of Justice. I'm situated in the embassy here in Albania, and we work very closely. I have meetings with the ambassador every day, and we're basically speaking with one voice as the U.S. government here in Albania. The program that I work for is with the Department of Justice. It's called OPDAT, or Office of Overseas Prosecutorial Development and Training. And the Department of Justice uses this program to strengthen the ability of other countries to investigate and prosecute crime. And this basically makes us safer if our partners are stronger and are more able to deal with the crime in their countries.
You did face corruption and threats from entrenched interests in Albania. Tell us more about what it was that you found when you got there in terms of their judicial system and how laws and contract law and that kind of thing were applied.
I came here in 2014. I had been in a similar position in Kosovo, just next door. When I arrived here, the ambassador had said, well, tomorrow you're going to be speaking at a presidential conference on reforming the judiciary. And I said, oh, great. Well, what does that mean? And he says, well, nobody quite knows, but go ahead and go give a speech and we'll see how this goes. I got to the conference and nobody seemed to really actually understand what it meant to reform the judiciary. Everybody seemed to have a different idea of what the problems were. And when I gave my speech, I basically fell back on what I knew. We have to identify the problem. We have to decide on a solution, and then Albania has to solve it. These problems included things, especially deep corruption within the judiciary, and there was even a survey that had been done a few years prior to that where 25% of the judges who were surveyed admitted that there was corruption in their courtroom. 57% admitted to some level of influence on their decisions outside of the court, politics or something else. Europe had constantly rated Albania as having the fewest number of serious prosecutions. There's a lot of problems with the influence of politics, the influence of organized crime on some decisions, and this made it a very difficult place for the rule of law to take hold, and it being one of our NATO partners and a strong U.S. ally in the region, it was important that it have a strong judicial system and justice system.
What did you do? Or what did you convince Albanian officials to do? And what has been the progress so far since you arrived there in 2014?
We were trying to get them to basically make their justice system more functional, less influenced by corruption, less influenced by political influence, and less influenced by organized crime. After I arrived in 2014, it began a process in this parliament where it asked the Department of Justice to help them with identifying its problems, with trying to come up with solutions in the parliament. And finally, after about 2 years of work, we had a draft change to one-third of its constitution and about 15 laws that we were intending to change. We actually had 93% of the Albanian public supporting these reforms, and in 2016, in July, the parliament passed these reforms unanimously. So that's a fairly major step in a country that normally has a lot of political divisiveness. Some of the changes that it actually was able to put into the constitution is Europe's only constitution requiring the vetting of judges and prosecutors for corruption, undue wealth, and ties to organized crime. It has Europe's only constitution that creates a special court and prosecution office and investigation bureau for corruption and organized crime. So these are very major steps in a constitution.
We're speaking with John Smybert. He is the Justice Department's resident legal advisor in Albania and a SAMMY's finalist in the National Security and International Affairs category this year. How do you deal with organized crime, which is always willing to resort to violence?
The main issue is that organized crime, this is a country which is a source country for marijuana into Europe and is a trafficking point for heroin and other drugs into Europe. And it has a fairly high level of organized crime that reaches into Europe. But it's an important thing for Albania to be able to rise above, you know, the ties that organized crime has and to make these changes. And I'm an American Department of Justice lawyer in Albania. Part of my job is to try to encourage these kinds of changes, and that requires some extra levels of protection for me. That's fine. But I think it's really more impressive that the people who have to live here year after year after year have to also take that leap above and try to make these changes. And it's something that this country is still in the process of implementing. It's not been a smooth implementation, but it's doing its best to move forward.
Any pieces of evidence that you have or any anecdotes that you can cite that shows, yeah, the judiciary is moving toward being a less corrupt institution?
Well, the process that is in the Constitution is first the vetting of judges and prosecutors. And Parliament is in the process of setting up those bodies. It's right now in the middle of election season, so this process is taking a pause for the election to occur. Once that goes forward, it will be a robust process of checking judges and prosecutors for the amount of wealth they have, oftentimes ties to corruption that they may have, and even their competence. And this is, you know, is a step of what the country is doing in terms of what the judiciary is doing and what the prosecution services are doing. I think there's a lot of movement forward. They're anticipating the vetting, and they want to move forward and have, you know, the people who can, who are existing after the vetting happens, to have their reputation restored as good judges and good prosecutors.
And how long will you be there, and where might you head next to fix up their system?
I will be here for another year. I'm here until 2018, and frankly, I don't know where I'm going next. I think I've been in the Balkans since 2006. First with Kosovo and then with here, and it's a place that's, you know, that grows into your heart because they are good people trying very hard. But I don't know where I'll be going next, but I'm sure there'll be good people trying hard there too.
Sounds like your job needs a good blend of realism, but also idealism.
Optimism, I think, is the better term.
John Smybert is the Justice Department's resident legal advisor in Albania. He's also a SAMMY's finalist in the National Security and International Affairs category. Thanks so much for joining me.
Well, thank you for having me.
Find a link to more information and to this interview at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive.